Here we go with our Axtell locker room chat. Week number three of high school football is upon us tomorrow night. We're joined by the Eagles football coach, as always, each and every week. Eric Detweiler on the line, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch. Also want to thank B&D Buildings as well. Number one ranked, three-time champs in the Eagles continue to cruise along here in the early portions of the season. A big win last week against Washington County. Coach, 70-0, that final, again, just another dominant performance by your team.
Yeah, you know, our kids come out and played well. We, shut them down. I think they had one first down all game. And you know, when you shut a team out like that, it's kind of hard for them to get motivated in any fashion. And you know, you keep them to the short side of the field as well. So, you know, we had, good punt returns, short yardage on our touchdowns. And we executed offensively extremely well.
And we certainly talk about the history and just everything your team's up against this year and what you guys are trying to accomplish this year. But just even going back, you know, I was fortunate to get this job here the first year of that first championship of the three that you've won. So I've seen it from the jump. I'm just curious, from your perspective, what's really been the key factor of all of this success? I mean, you know, you see all these kids starting as freshmen, moving up through it, and I mean, it's just so much success. What do you think is like a key factor in this, that you guys have been able to obtain this success for so long?
Well, honestly, I think it's probably just the buy-in, amongst the community and the kids into our program. You know, we can, move practice around in the mornings or, you know, switch them to after schools, and we don't have any problems with the parenting or the kids, you know, with their jobs or that kind of stuff. And you know, our kids are, you know, anything that our coaches, staff, and I ask for, they're willing to do.
The community being such an important piece and an important factor. I mean, they're just being there, showing up for these kids night in and night out. I mean, that's obviously got to feel good for not just you, but the players as well, with the community support that you have with the team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just, like I said before, it's just, you know, our community buys in, you know, anything that the coaching staff and I ask for, we don't have any problems, you know, whether it comes to their jobs or, you know, moving practice around, whether it's in the morning or after school. And when you get that kind of dedication to our program and our coaching staff on what we're trying to do and just a buy-in all the way around. And then, like I said, when you combine that with the natural athleticism that some of our kids have, it's a huge, huge contribution all the way around, and it's obviously showing.
I want to ask you about Brandon Schmelzley. He's obviously one of the best players and just one of the best athletes in general in the state. When did you know he was legit?
Well, you know, as a freshman, I thought, you know, he just had some speed and some shake and bake, as I like to say, that, you know, the stuff that you can't teach. We played in some big-time games where, you know, Isaac was quarterback and Brandon come in, and we needed him to step up in huge roles. And a lot of times we'd run the option with him, and he'd make a guy miss and then just take it to the house. So, you know, you could see it right away as a freshman that, he was good. It just took a little understanding of him, of the game, of what we were trying to accomplish for him to, you know, put the whole concept together. But you could see it right away with him. And he's just grown to get, you know, the understanding of the game and his physicalness. You know, he's gotten so much stronger and faster. When you put all that together, it makes it something special.
Boy, I bet it's going to be exciting, you know, once his career is over, you know, the fact, you know, he's going to a Division I school in Kansas. Just how cool is that he's going to be competing at that level next?
Pretty special. You know, it's something that, you know, we don't have a lot, you know, in these small schools that, you know, these young kids can look up to. And, you know, we can do the same thing if we put our minds to it and our work ethic to it. And you know, he's setting a pretty high bar there for younger kids to try to reach. But that's an excellent thing. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he can continue his success at the next level.
We're talking with Eric Detweiler, Axtell football coach. We'll step aside for a timeout, come back, and talk about their Week 3 opponent in Chase County. That's after this. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our conversation with Axtell football coach Eric Detweiler here on our weekly locker room chats, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch. Also want to thank B&D Buildings as well. Number 1 and 2-0 Axtell on the road at Chase County this week. Coach, what can you tell us about your Week 3 opponent?
Well, you know, they're going to be by far the most athletic team that we've seen this far. They fancy themselves as one of the fastest teams in 8-man football, and their athleticism. They got a quarterback that, can throw the ball extremely well. He sits in there, at 6'1", 6'2", and if it's not open, he just kind of tucks the ball and runs and does an excellent job at them. You know, he's a well-coached team. They're pretty balanced, passing-wise and running-wise, and And like I said, you know, by far the most athletic team that we're going to see so far this year in our first 3 weeks.
Yeah, the Bulldogs come in with a record of 1-1. They beat Wichita Independent 70-14 last week. They did lose their first game to Little River, but a very good team that they saw in week number one. It's going to be the first ever meeting between Axtell and Chase County. You mentioned the athleticism, and at least to this point, the most athletic team you're going to face so far. When you have as much athleticism as your team does, it's got to be nice when you know you're facing an athletic team that you can, for the most part, somewhat replicate that during your preparation and practice.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got athletic kids as well, and you know, it just comes down to us doing our own thing. We got to stay assignment sound. When you play those good athletic teams, you know, they're trying to do the same things that we are: get guys in space, get one-on-one tackling, and trying to get some kids that you know, don't line up properly and make, you know, poor judgmental errors, you know, on their side of the thing. So, you know, it's exactly right. You just got to stay fundamentally sound and concentrate on what we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, trust and believe in your teammates that, you know, they're going to do their job and you're going to do yours. And you know, hopefully together, collectively, you can come out with a W.
Finally, Coach, and we really appreciate the time as always each and every week. Again, I mentioned it's the first ever meeting between these two schools. You watch them on film. You see what they do a little bit. You mentioned the athleticism. You know, schematically, whether it's offense or defense, you know, do they do some things or do you see some things that maybe are similar to a team you're more familiar with, maybe like in the TVL?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're, like I said, they're well coached, first of all, and you know, they switch their defenses around. Sometimes they're in a two-man front, sometimes they're in a three-man front. And, you know, a lot of times we see that in the TVL on defensive side of the ball where the schemes change. You know, some teams just come in and run one defense the entire game, but, you know, some of our teams in our TVL change throughout the game, and I think we're going to see that, you know, with them this week where, you know, they're going to throw some different defensive looks at us that'll, you know, hopefully, you know, don't give us any issues, but going to make our linemen think of, you know, how we need to block things and change our schemes up ourselves. So it's going to be a good test for us this week, and, you know, we're looking forward to the matchup.
There it is, Eric Detweiler, Axtell football coach, number one Eagles at Chase County for week three coming up tomorrow night. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Safe travels, and good luck tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Thank you.